of us have a Kanye in our life. Whether it was a parent, whether it was a teacher, whether it was a past partner, current partner, the amount of people I've worked with and their spouse is their Kanye. It is that person who is most closest to you who's making you think that what you have to say is irrelevant, that nobody wants to hear what you have to say. Or if you grew up in a culture similar to ours where we are to be seen and not heard, and you carry that, and nobody has helped you unpack that. So you went from being 5-year-old, be seen and not heard, to 15-year-old, be seen and not heard, to 25-year-old professional, let me know when I could be seen and heard. So many of us have not had the chance to unpack who or what has harmed our voice.
A growing health, wellness, and leadership podcast designed for you to become your most empowered self.
Great day, amazing humans. Welcome to the Empowered in My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans, so you are the right spot to become a lead domino for empowerment today. So let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Welcome to the next episode of Empowered My Skin, the podcast. You already know
thank you.
How awesome this episode is going to be, because let me just tell you something. What? Okay, the B-roll for this episode has been
I
probably
said what I said.
It's probably been the best ever. I don't think I've ever told my guests to stop it.
What did I
But
say?
talking about stopping it, we're not going to stop it, because our guest is known for talking about how your voice isn't just something you use. It's something you use that can change the trajectory of your life. So yet too often we overthink, shrink, or stay silent in the very moments that matter most. Well, today's guest is on a mission to help people reclaim their voice and use it with clarity, courage, and confidence. So please join me in a gigantic, massive, and part of my skin podcast. Welcome for Jam Gamble!
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, God. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay. And just for anyone that I don't care, because she's had me in stitches.
Is that a fan? Yes, I love it.
Okay, yeah, so
I mean,
I will have to.
Didn't they warn you that this is what happens when you interview me? I don't know. I'm not even trying to be funny.
I know people, but here's the thing. I know for a fact people are listening right to the very end. Okay, because they want to know how did
that
I
was
get
the expectation. And if they're not, what are y'all doing? So you're telling me you're just listening to an interview for 13 minutes, and then what? You don't wonder how it ended?
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. So, first question, what has been your most empowering thought of the day so far?
That's a good question. I prayed to God that I would get tickets to Ray's concert on Monday. And I got it.
No.
And,
today?
Yeah, how, because
from the prayer to getting the tickets, how long?
Well, because the tickets, obviously, you know, it's resale tickets right now. Mm-hmm. And I said, God, I'm not paying that resale price. You had her say in the song, tears may come in the night, but my joy will come in the morning. My joy will be a reduced ticket price in the morning. And it came. And I have been two-stepping all over my kitchen. Like,
I love that.
I just need a tambourine.
Where is the concert?
For some twisted reason, they have her up in the Coca-Cola little spot over there. I don't even know about
oh,
why
the one in Mississauga.
No. The little Coca-Cola by the X. Why they have her there? Put the woman in a big stadium, but whatever. I'm showing up with my fur. I am prepared. So that was my empowered thought, that
I love it.
Felt like I needed to be there.
I
And
love
I'll
it.
be there, and I'm happy.
I love it. Well, I have, so get this one. This one I think is crazy because one of the things I start to do, and I will do with you as well, is I have the previous guest leave a question or piece of wisdom for the next guest.
Oh, you're one of those people. Okay.
Well, I didn't create that myself. I stole that from Stephen Bartlett, who doesn't Diary of a Podcast. I'm a CEO. I love his podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. So they ask, or their pieces, they decide to leave you a piece of wisdom. And so get what yours is. I was like, total alignment. Keep showing up in your authenticity. So Jam, tell us, what does that mean to you?
I live that. I embody that. Doing the opposite just feels wiggity wiggity whack. You know, I don't owe it to the world, but more importantly, I owe it to myself to be my whole self. Being my whole self just feels easier. And I feel like, you know, the name of your show is Empowered in My Skin. The more authentically myself I show up, the more empowered in my skin I am to go into environments where I have been conditioned to believe or society has made me believe that I don't belong there. So every day when I owe it to myself to be me, it just prepares me for those bigger moments.
Yeah. And it's funny because one of the things I have felt about that is it came out later in my life, but it's like there's so much value and power in being the only.
Oh.
And what I always say is like, and I don't mean just in the only, being the only Black woman in a room that I'm in, but I mean in a room of Black women, I'm still the only because I'm fully who I am.
Yes.
In my skin and my experiences and my combination of.
I love telling people I'm Jam Gamble. Right? Like one time I was doing an Instagram live with this big coach in the US, and everybody was like, "Oh my God, you're doing an Instagram live with Amy Porterfield?" And I got vexed. I was legitimately vexed that people were congratulating me. And I was like, are you DMing her and saying congratulations for going live with Jam Gamble? I am one of one, and you should be blessed to be in my aura. So go congratulate her as well. It took me too a while to get to this point.
Yeah.
And truthfully, I feel like in the last year or so, there have been moments when I've been operating on autopilot. And I have forgotten who I am. And I have forgotten that I am one of one. And I've kind of been blending in. And maybe because spring is back, I'm like,
you're letting loose. Well, you would love it because the upcoming Empowered of My Skin event, our theme is called Just Lead. And there's nothing imposter about you.
When's that happening?
June 6th.
Oh, I'm so glad you booked me as a speaker. Fantastic.
We are going to talk. But yeah, there's nothing imposter about me because I just feel like people have to start to recognize that being one of one and being who they are is like the most brilliant thing for you to do the work to figure out.
1,000%. And I think this is part of the reason why when I do interviews or when I've done keynotes and people say, oh my gosh, like when you said this, like it blew my mind. And I was like, oh, I said that? Like, I forgot I said that. And part of the reason why I forgot is because, like, it just came to me. That's me speaking. And just because I didn't, like, there was a time where I thought part of the reason why I forgot what I said is because of, like, my ADHD and all that. But I honestly think part of the reason why I don't remember these aha moments is because I didn't plan to have this aha moment. I said that in real time. It was born in my brain in real time. And I was like, oh, shoot, I said that? That's amazing. Let me write that down.
And it came from in spirit.
And it came, right. Right. And I said it and I let it go.
You know, something else I haven't noticed, and I'm going to have to watch people that sort of carry themselves like you do, but I think there's one power that I've also seen in you in the last 20 minutes or so that we've been together is you vibrate. Like, so forget about like, we are like I can, like you actually, there's a posture of vibration that I think when you just know that I have nothing to hide, nothing to defend, nothing to protect, nothing to, you know,
that no one has ever made that observation before, but in my ADHD assessment, apparently that is a sign of
it. Well, so I don't think it's because of your ADHD. I think it's I see. Like, it's the vibe. I love the
Yeah.
vibrating.
You know what
Yeah.
it is? Like, I love to talk, but not from a place of ego.
Yeah.
I love to talk because I love to pour into people. I love to inspire and encourage. And it is a blessing to be in a position where my voice and my messages are amplified.
Yeah.
That's a privilege that not everyone gets. So when I have an opportunity to share, I'm going to show up and be in joy.
And share authentically.
Yeah.
I on your website, you have such a bold statement that really that says, what got me in trouble as a kid became my superpower. And
Yes.
so I'm gonna just ask you like to start to help us get to where you are on today with your
Yeah.
backstory.
Yeah. So I was the child who was told she talked too much. No surprise. Every report card, every parent-teacher interview, I have a West Indian mother. Okay. That was not going to fly in our household. And my teachers made my mom think my voice was a problem. And you know that look that our moms give us when we're chatting too much, and, you know? And I would always be looking to be like, is it okay? Can I talk now? Because I don't know why the adults in my life made me feel that this skill I have is one that's not tolerated. And as someone who went into education, and I was in education for 15 years, if we saw a child with artistic skills, we would encourage them to decorate the yearbook or to submit an art piece. If we saw a child who was theatrical, we say, hey, you should audition for the school play or if they're athletic. But why don't we encourage the kid who talks too much and say, hey, you could be a future broadcaster, you could be a future this? I never got that encouragement. So I just kept talking. I was always on the school announcement club, so like any opportunity there was for me to talk, I took it. And it became my story. Like, I've actually ran into some of my old teachers, and they're like, I am not surprised to see you today.
When did you know that, like it became like it's now become what you try to help people unlock for
Yeah.
themselves as well. So, and I believe that like I always say, run your own race. Because
Yes.
there is a race and there's a lane
Yes.
that if you're in, oh my gosh, the amount of impact that you'll have in this world
Yeah.
is will blow your mind. So
Yeah.
when did you realize that that was what Jam I am, Jam Gamble, is
Yeah.
here to do?
When, well, that's a great question. I think when I started coaching and I started doing like the Slay the Mic cohorts, and there would be people who would tell me, like, your program changed my life. And I'm like, whoa. Like, that's a lot of power. That's for someone to say something you created, something you birthed, something you felt like the world needs this. And it changed their life. It changed the course of their life. And then it has a ripple effect because I even had one woman who was in my program. Not only did she tell me my program changed her life, but her husband reached out to me privately. And he's like, I've been with her since high school. I've seen every version of her. And since she's completed your program, this is how she's showing up, but it's also impacting our kids, like my daughters do. And I'm like, but up until that point, I'm just like, oh, I talk a lot. And now I'm encouraging people to talk a lot. Like, I never made it about me. You know, I love to talk. So it didn't really cross my mind that what I'm doing is transformational. That's something that I never intended to do.
And so if you think about like let's just get a little bit of strategic here. Have you had the time where you had to write down and say, okay, what is the message though? Like you are using your voice. There's probably a true line of like if I were to ask you, what's the core of your message that you share when you use your voice?
I had to close my eyes so I could feel the answer. The core of the message is you give yourself permission, no one else, and to trust your voice.
Oh, that's big.
It's
So that's
like
big.
trust. Trust is the secret sauce. You know, you could lack confidence, You could be the least most articulate speaker, but when you trust your voice, you trust that it will land. You trust that you will get your message across. You trust that that your intention is pure. Like, trust. I just want more people to trust the power in their voice, that they don't have to be a public figure or have X amount of followers or have something go viral, that they are a human with a voice. And if they trust their voice, they too can change someone's life.
I am so taking this clip and sharing it with someone today, just today. I was in a meeting, and this individual sent something to me offline. So then we met afterwards, and what it ended up being is like, I was like, dude, why didn't you use the meeting to say what you want to say? Because it was valid. And I recognized in that moment that there was fear. So that's like I'm rounding up to my question to you. So there was fear, which meant that they didn't trust their voice. They didn't, and I encouraged them, like, life is about experimentation. We don't just experiment with technology. We experiment with how we
Our
vocalize our
actions, our
actions, our thoughts,
thoughts,
our right. Yeah.
yeah.
And so how, like, what's the first step in your work that you do to help someone? Like, I want to give this person this podcast, so they're going to take some steps. What would that look like?
So in my program, I coined the term back in 2016, who's your Kanye?
Oh, like West?
Yes.
Okay.
Hear me out. Hear me out. When I started building Slay the Mic, and initially I thought, my focus was just helping people become more confident on stage, being event host, motivational speakers, just thinking of the rah, 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 rah. And then I had a client who said to me, I have no aspirations of being a public speaker. I just want to use my voice at home. I want to feel like I could speak my truth, but I'm scared to. And I was like, okay. We always think that pe the reason why people don't use their voice is because they lack confidence, they're not prepared, they are fearful, they're worried what people are going to think. But we have to get to the root of the problem. And I thought to myself, what are some things, some forces in our life that could interrupt our ability to use our voice? And I instantly thought of that moment when Kanye West was at the MT or the VH1 or whatever it was. And he interrupted Taylor Swift. Now,
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
could remember what Taylor, I mean, she was getting another award. She came on the stage, she's like, oh my God, let me. But nobody remembers what she was saying at the start of her speech. But we could all remember verbatim what Kanye said. Yo, Taylor, I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had the best album all year. And we don't remember what she said after. We don't remember anything from that moment. All of us have a Kanye in our life. Whether it was a parent, whether it was a teacher, whether it was a past partner, current partner, the amount of people I've worked with and their spouse is their Kanye. It is that person who is most closest to you, who's making you think that what you have to say is irrelevant, that nobody wants to hear what you have to say. Or if you grew up in a culture similar to ours where we are to be seen and not heard, and you carry that, and nobody has helped you unpack that. So you went from being 5-year-old, be seen and not heard, to 15-year-old, be seen and not heard, to 25-year-old professional, let me know when I could be seen and heard. So many of us have not had the chance to unpack who or what has harmed our voice. So the trust, the reason why some people ha don't trust their voice is because they've never been taught how to trust their voice. So that person, like, it could go really deep. And when I work with my clients, it's like, I had this one person, I was like, tell me about your childhood. She got really defensive. She said, what does my childhood have to do with my voice? I'm like, everything? Like,
kidding,
that's
right?
where you learn to communicate. Those are the people who taught you how to speak. And she's like, well, since you want to know, my dad was schizophrenic. And one day I could be talking to him and everything's going well. And then the next day I try to continue that conversation, he'll lash out. So she always felt she was walking on eggshells. Right? It's not just about lack of confidence. What happened? Who made you think this way about your voice? And are you ready to let that thinking go?
Yeah, that's the hard thing. That's the hard thing. So is it trial and error? Is it just start? Is it, I mean, I
Sometimes
think
it's just
for facing
some
that work is
people,
hard.
it's acknowledging that they know they want to talk. They know they got something to say. They may not be clear on what it is, but they just know they have a desire. As long as you have a desire, we're moving in the right
Right
direction.
direction.
We're moving in the right direction. Or like they are doing it. They are using their voice. They are using their voice in their community. They are using their voice to build up their children every day, but they don't see how those are transferable skills that they could bring to work or they could bring online. Like they are doing it. They just need someone to hold up the mirror and go, "You're doing it. Don't you see?"
So now you, because I, because for first of all, I use my voice.
You
She
do.
uses her voice, right? And but don't take that for granted that we don't also have situations in our lives that hit us up even to today. And so I do know, and I don't know the story, but I do know that you had a situation. Some, I don't know how many years ago, but 4 years back, it was my team that did the research that reminded me. I'd only heard about it, but
Yeah, because I never really shared it publicly. So,
So I'm gonna ask you, yeah, where in your life have you recently sort of had a challenge that had the propensity, to potentially make you hold back your voice?
So first off, I worked when I was in education. I had several principals who I feel like they made it their mission to silence me. And when you're spending 40 hours of your life a week in an environment where people are trying to shut you down, they're trying to force you to shrink. And sometimes you fight against it, and sometimes you just like you give up. You throw your arms up, like, whatever. Okay, fine. You want me to shrink? I'll shrink. I'm 5'11. You want me to be 5'6? You want me to be eye to eye with you? Cool. For me, I've been able to bounce back from those moments. But in 2022, I went through a hate crime. And
I'm
I was.
sorry. I just want to hold space for that. I'm
Thank
sorry.
you. Yes. So I went through a hate crime, and I was, and this is coming out in a documentary I've been making about my journey as a public speaking coach. But I was targeted by my students. So that flip, like I'm at a place now where I could say it out loud, without hyperventilating and all that stuff. But I carried shame for years because the day it happened, and I told one of my friends, and the comment he made was, "Which kid did you piss off that they did this?" And that's like asking a woman what she wore or how much she drank before she was assaulted. So I buried my voice in shame. It really made me go within and just ask myself, like, what did I do? Am I a good educator? My paranoia was through the roof because of this hate crime that I did shrink. I did stop using my voice online. I was speaking with a whisper. I wasn't speaking from my whole self, because I was broken. I was broken. And part of getting my voice back was saying out loud, "Who harmed me?" So I can reclaim my voice. And I think people forget that when they go through trials and tribulations and it does something like it silences you, that you can eventually reclaim your voice. It's not gone forever. And it's something that I've always reminded my clients that I had to remind myself that I too can reclaim my voice.
Wow. And where are you on today? Like in terms of this, the journey, like you're through, you understand, you fully understand the message. Does this
I do,
still
but
come
I'm
up for you?
human. I'm human. So there will be moments when, it creeps up. The PTSD is there where I could be presented with a moment and I'm like, and I have to check myself. And I love doing vocal audits, right? And I check myself and I'm like, hold on. You're safe. You are safe. You can speak. Like, say what you gotta say. I'm still a work in progress, but I'm at a place where I could say it, and today I could say it without tears in my eyes. I could say it with my heart rate at a regulated. But there have been interviews and things I've done when I've talked about it and the tears come up. And you know what? I still talk through the tears. I still talk through the anxiety. I still talk through, there's still a little bit of shame.
And I was well, and I'm gonna say something too, like, and I don't know that 5 years from now, when I have my live podcast and I bring you back on as a guest and this comes up, that moment might the environment, the construct of that moment could stir up something that in that moment it brings up, I would say, oh, you'll constantly have to give yourself grace.
Yeah, but you know what? My voice, my inner voice gives me the cue. You know, like I was presented with an opportunity to say this out loud. I was doing a presentation, I think like a year, a keynote, a year after the hate crime. And it was for Allergan. I'm in a room with like 180 sales executives. I looked good. I sounded good. I was on fire. Okay. Like I was like, oh yeah, I'm ending this on like on a high note. And the audience had some questions. I answered the questions. And the last question was, you seem like a really confident person. Have you ever lost your voice? And my assistant at the time was in the audience, and we're having a whole conversation with our eyes. And she's like, are you gonna say it? I'm like, I'm gonna say it. She's like, are you sure? I'm like, I'm gonna say it. And I said, that's a great question. I lost my voice last year because I went through a hate crime and the room went silent. And I could feel my eyes just filling with tears. And I put my finger up, like, give me a second. And then I continued. So if it, like, my inner voice said, release it. Stop it. Stop keeping it up. It's a gas, you
And I
know?
think that that's the most important thing. And I think that sometimes as a speaker, people are like, oh, I don't want to just share my, I'm not about sharing my business. And I think that sometimes that, like, what I would encourage people, maybe there's another way to think about that. It's not necessarily sharing your business. It's
No.
sharing the story from a way that you recognize that, I mean, I believe God is, I mean, my name
Is
means God's gift.
it business or is it your testimony?
Your test, that's what I'm saying. You're now share, you
Yeah.
should be sharing it from your place of testimony. That's
That's right.
key, right? You're not sharing it from your place of testimony until you get there.
And can I say, like, yes, we were
That's a good
all
point.
raised as black, as a black woman, of course I was raised to not chat my business. You know, to keep these things in house. And eventually the house gets
Yeah,
full.
go, yeah.
You know, there's only so much you can store. Like we've been encouraged to be vocal hoarders, right? Put it in the attic, put it in the basement, put it in the garage. Where else can you put it? Where else? But help me understand this. We went through this, we got through this, and then you want me to be silent about the fact that I made it hello from the other side? Because there is, I don't care if it's one person. If there's one person who hears my testimony and goes, so Jam, through hyperventilating, tears, snot coming out of her nose, she spoke her truth, I could do it too. If I could encourage one person,
But I
my
think what you
business is
said,
my business.
but what you said is really key. I think before you get to point of testimony, it
Yeah.
is business because you haven't
Right?
done the work to figure it out. The
Right.
minute you are you recognize there's glory from it and there's testimony, and to your point, there's somebody in this world who you're depriving if you don't share,
Let me say this.
then you're ready and go on.
There are some people who go through things, okay? And they know who they are. There's some people who go through things and it'd be like, this would be
Sorry.
a really good book. I gotta write a book. They're like, the divorce papers haven't even been signed. They haven't even been discharged from the hospital. They've only done two therapy sessions, and their friend's like, yo. This would be a book. You should be a speaker. Chill. Chill. And those are the people I'm most afraid of. The people who go through something, they're like, yo, how can I
Well,
monetize? Okay,
can I add something? Because just because I'm God's child, because the closer when you are going through something, in my opinion, okay,
yes.
I agree with you. The whole
I was talking about the monetizing. I was
yeah,
talking
the
about
monetize,
people
that's
who
what I was gonna
are,
say, the monetize,
yeah.
right. But at the end of the day, like, I pray to God all the time, and I said, God, start to show me why.
Yes.
Because
Yes.
I think the key to not having so much suffering is to recognize that this isn't your pain to hold.
I agree. So I agree with all of that. I'm just talking about the people who
People
are
that
like,
okay go through
how can I
and
mon no,
make
no. How
make
can
money
I
from it.
monetize this? Not everything needs to be monetized. It just needs to be shared. It needs to be released. It needs to be heard. And If God decides that it will be
Then
monetized,
it will be then it'll be
then it will be
monetized. Yeah. So
monetized. But you
I'm gonna
can't be like, you know what?
on
What are you about to monetize? What are you about to monetize?
during COVID, I caught COVID badly. Landed in the hospital on oxygen, not ventilator. 5 days had to.
Can you stop smiling? Because I'm okay. Continue.
No, I'm through it.
Okay,
Okay.
yes, true.
And I remember praying to God. I was like, God, because it's the scariest thing.
Yes.
Total isolation. Everyone's in hazmat suits. Nobody you're isolated from everything. And I remember the first night in the hospital, I woke up and I said, God, if I'm to get through this, give me a sign.
Okay.
And maybe about an hour and a half later, this woman in a hazmat suit comes bouncing in, as much as people bounced back then. And she said, we're going to move you to Cortellucci, which is the state-of-the-art hospital in Vaughan. If you, for
Okay.
those listening globally, Vaughan, Ontario, but it's state-of-the-art, billion-dollar, and they open it up at that time, they opened it up to be able to accept COVID patients. Anyway, so when I got there, I could smell the cement, like it just got poured. I was the
Ooh,
first
fresh, fresh.
person in my room, beautiful room, private, had my own bathroom, a big screen TV, tablet on the, and I was like, okay, this is like the Four Seasons of hospitals. I was like, okay, God, I get it. And I said, so now what's the why? Why am I here? And I always say that my story is that I was there to help like frontline workers and give them energy because they start to come in and say, we love coming into your room. But I did say to myself, cocky or not, I was telling, I am going to, someone's going to pay me to hear this story.
That's fine.
Okay.
No,
I just
that
wanted to put myself on blast. I
is
didn't
okay.
want to just
So
say pray and
let me just
believe.
add a little asterisk to my thing, okay? I think that there are people who have gotten to where they are in their brand and their business, whatever, because they went through something. And
Yes.
I think there are some people who believe they have to go through something in order to be revered.
Got it. And it's those ones.
And
Yeah.
you don't like, I say to my clients, you don't have to have a story of, oh, I was driving down to the I-90 and then a thunderstorm struck and the car spun 14 times and then I crashed into a mountain and then I climbed my way out of the car and then I met a group of billy goats on the mountain and then the billy goats taught me the way of the land and introduced me to goat's milk and that is why I have launched my business of goat's milk because of this. Girl, let me tell you, I was in Arizona last year at a conference, and someone introduced me to this woman. They're like, you gotta tell Jamie your story. You gotta tell Jamie your story. She's like, so last year I was in an accident and my car spun 17 times. And all I was thinking was like, were you like this in the car? One, two, three, four. Like, how did you know? And that's what she was leading with, that she was in an accident, the car spun 17 times.
And she
So
survived.
to people who are listening, you don't have to go through some ish in order for people to go, wow, you're a survivor. You don't have to survive something, you know, like got out of something. You could just be.
It's more, it's the being. I get what you're saying. And when you are being, right, that alone is
Where I'm
what is
at
needed.
right now, when I tell you this was not a part of my plan. Yes, I was the kid who talked a lot. Yes, I was the kid who got in trouble for talking. But because of TLC back then, in grade 9, I wanted to be a midwife. In grade 10, I wanted to be a culinary chef. I also wanted to be an interior decorator because of Trading Spaces. Then CSI came out and I wanted to be a CSI agent. And then The Apprentice came out and that version of Omarosa, that
Yes,
version,
I want.
I wanted to be an Omarosa, right? Nowhere did I ever say, I want to be a vocal transformation coach, and I want to help. That wasn't a part of my plan. God took my testimony of being that child because I know what it feels like to be silenced. I know what it feels like for people to tell you to be seen and not heard. And that became a part of my story. I didn't ask for this, it was deposited into me.
And we're more than blessed because of it.
Right. But if I meet some billy goats, I will start.
I
adult notice.
totally get what you say. And it's funny because I had another guest and we had this and he had the same thing. Like there's some people and it comes up to me a lot. Like a lot of people ask me, like, how do I get into speaking? And I was like, you know, I will be honest with you, like speaking will find you. The key thing is what is the message that you're using your life to tell?
Yeah, or guess what? You could just start with saying hi.
Yeah, right. But at the
You
end of the day,
know,
like you have to have a
yeah,
message that people
a thousand percent.
that you believe that not even that people want to hear, but that you believe enough that it's worth using your life
Yeah.
to share with the world.
Yeah. And when I started, I had no aspirations to be a storyteller or to be a motivational speaker. I started accidentally pitching a TV show on Rogers TV to talk about disability awareness and inclusion. And then from there, I got into event hosting because I went to a wedding and the wedding MC was trash. And I said to my husband, I could do a better job than that. So then I started advertising myself as a wedding MC. And I was like, say yes to Jam Gamble. Say I do to Jam Gamble. And then boom, boom, boom. But I
I love
never,
that. Say, I do to
yeah, say
Jim.
I do to me. But I never sat there and was like, what's my story? What's my story? Da 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 da. I never did. And that's what makes my work just so meaningful because, like, I've been evolving over the years. I've just been going where I am led, and my story has just continuously been, you know, just the next chapter and the next chapter. But I did not start with the intention of how can I become a speaker? My intention was how can I use my voice to connect with more people?
Yeah,
That was my
that
focus.
is looking. So before I move into Rapid Thrivers, I want to talk about either so I'm going to ask you, I have two sort of ways that we can go here. Patterns of silence or cost of silence?
I don't know. You choose.
Okay, I'm going to do the cost of silence because I think it does cost after like listening to you a lot, I think it does cost you something.
Yes.
So your work highlights like the power of using your voice, which we've been talking about, but silence has consequences too.
Yeah.
And so we've talked about like people trying to find their voice, and it's probably just about double clicking a bit more on this, but what have you seen happens in people's lives when they continuously hold back their voice?
Again, it's like having gas.
It just blows up.
You get bloated. You get bloated. You're uncomfortable. You feel heavy. You feel sluggish. You just need to let it rip.
But something more must happen. Like they must not, or
Yeah,
what have you?
so for some people I've worked with, they have a story. They have a story and they have a message. And they're waiting until the sun is shining. They're waiting until their grays are colored. They're waiting until they lose 10 pounds. They're waiting until they get 10 more Instagram followers. And then they see somebody else who doesn't care to wait. They're impulsive. Like, I got a story and I'm sharing it now. And then they see that person being invited here, being invited there. And now they're feeling saltier than selfish. They're like, well, how comes this person? Like, I've been sitting. Well, you've been sitting. You've been waiting. And sometimes we're not supposed to be tapped. We're supposed to tap ourselves in. We're supposed to pick ourselves up and go, you know what? Let me see what's going to happen. But when you don't, then you start to doubt yourself. You start to wonder, is this relevant? Does anybody want to hear me? You first need to be willing to want to hear yourself. I love the sound of my voice. I love to hear myself. The fact that other people want to hear me is fantastic, but I first love to hear myself. And I think about if I don't say this, what am I denying myself? What opportunities, what connections, what lives am I denying myself the chance to impact? Because I was put on this world to create impact. I don't have time to be sitting with empty pockets here. You know, like I need to be the one who is going to call on myself and say, now, now. And the cost for some people is like they're miserable. They've seen that opportunity just pass them by and they're like, damn it, I missed my chance. No, you didn't. There's another opportunity. It's like another bus is coming, right? You might have missed the 6:40, but there's a 7:15 if you look at the schedule. And some people are not looking at the schedule.
And get ready.
Get ready.
How do you I don't know why this is coming to me now, but I feel it's important. How does Jam take care of Jam?
Now Jam takes care of Jam by setting boundaries. Oh yeah. I set boundaries. Boundaries is my middle name. Jam, I'm not the one gamble. That's what's up. I set boundaries. One, I recognize what my capacity is. And I acknowledge that I cannot, like, I acknowledge what I can and cannot do. And I don't force myself to do things. And I guess that goes back again to capacity, but like I acknowledge that this is not for me. This is not something I need to be involved in right now. And then the other way I take care of myself is by looking at myself and finding things that I appreciate and trying to find opportunities to fill my cup. That doesn't necessarily mean I have to go and purchase things. I could go into my backyard. I could go and bird watch. I'm a bird watcher. Okay. I'm a bird watcher. And that is a small way that I take care of myself by finding small little pleasures that make me go, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to know. You have daily habits? Wellness habits?
Not consistent. I mean, I recently started, not recently, I've been spinning since
I
July.
know, and we're supposed to clap. Let's just, can everyone please on the podcast network, just everyone, okay.
Y'all want to see my
Congratulations.
abs? You want
Congratulations.
to you want
Congratulations.
some abs? I'm a spinner. I'm about to hit my 100th class. I'm going to be representing Team Canada in 10 years.
Okay, are you teaching or you're a student?
I used to be a fitness instructor. I used to teach Zumba many, many years ago. I don't, there's been times that I've been watching the podium and I'm like, ooh, should I? And I'm like, I don't need to. Like, there's some things I could just enjoy in life. I don't need to be a leader everywhere. I could be a student because
Yes.
I'm
You have a
still.
Peloton at home?
No,
Okay.
absolutely not. That thing would be collecting dust.
So you're going into a studio
I
and you
go to the
spin.
spin
Okay, nice.
studio. Yeah. I go into the spin studio. There's a community. I have spin friends. You know, I give the finger to my instructor when he tells me to dial up. You know, like, who asked you to push me? But I realized part of the reason why I did not want a Peloton and I actually wanted to go into class was I needed to remember how to be led and not always be in the position of leading.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So give my brain a
That's a
break.
beautiful thing. Yeah.
Just enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as a, I love that you say that because I don't think I've ever articulated that for myself. Because I mean, I say it a little bit different. Like, I'm pretty much, I've been alpha male. I've had to be alpha male in my career a
Oh,
lot
I
just
know
because of what
that.
I, and I actually also enjoy being led and trying to put, and I didn't realize that I seek some of those opportunities, like getting a coach, or you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's a good way
In
to.
order to be open to being led, like you have to give up control. And I touch everything very, you know, so I just had to
Let it go.
let it go, just and enjoy because yes, I enjoy being a leader. But I don't have to be a leader all the time. And in fact, being open to being led and giving up control is making me a better leader. I win is a win. I'm winning either way.
You're just winning everywhere. I love it.
Thank
So, rapid thrivers. Who come that? When I ask you who inspires you, who comes first to mind?
Oh, Lord. Okay. I wasn't ready for that question. I mean, it changes every time I'm asked. But right now, in this moment, who inspires me is the artist Ray, because she is an independent artist. She was held back by her label for 7 years. She went independent. She is blowing up. And it made me, I see myself in her because as a speaker, and you could probably relate to this, like when I first started, I so desperately wanted to be a part of a speakers bureau. And I'm like, I need to be a part of a speakers bureau. I'm going to get more reach. I'm going to get bigger clients, but I'm also going to be giving someone 20%. And I've been doing this work for a decade. I've been speaking for a decade. I still don't have an agent. I'm still not a part of a speakers bureau. I am an independent speaker. And I choose how I show up as a speaker, who I say yes to, and I tell you how much I want. And I love it. So to see her doing it really confirms why God has not put a bureau in front of
In
me.
front of me.
Yeah.
Thumbs up on that one. I am my bureau.
Yeah, I am my bureau and I'm keeping that 20%.
Yes, right. What is a daily activity that helps you with your thrive?
Silence.
Oh.
Silence. Especially with spring. I mean, she should be coming around the mountain at some point, but
She's there today.
girl, today, she's just picking and choosing. I don't know what kind of like menopause Mother Nature's going through right now, but she just like reverse
Well,
menopause.
we have to be grateful for today
I am
because
grateful for the
you
17 today. Amen.
right.
Thank
Okay,
you.
thank you. Okay.
But as a vocal transformation coach, I listen to people's voices every day. And there are moments when I don't need to hear anyone, including myself. I need to hear the birds tweeting in my willow tree. I need to hear the wind blowing in my willow tree. I need to hear silence so I could properly ground myself. And
Yeah.
that is a huge part of my practice.
I love that. A book that's helped you with your thrive.
Oh my gosh. I recently got this book. I think it's called Who Am I, or Who Was I? Who was I before it was planted here, or something? I'm getting the words wrong. Yo, I will send you. Oh my
Who
God.
was I when
Let
I
me, let me,
put
let me. Oh my
No, hold
God.
on, I'm gonna look it up.
Hold
Who
on.
was I
No. It's on my Amazon. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I got it.
when I was
Everybody,
born?
everybody and their mother. What was planted here? Sorry. What was planted here before I arrived? Everybody and their mother get this book. If you are doing deep identity work, if
Yes.
you are releasing, if you
Yes.
are in if on a journey of releasing what no longer serves you,
Deep identity work. Deep identity work. Get
get the
it?
book.
Okay.
Get four copies of the book.
And give them out. Okay.
Give them out and
Okay.
keep three for yourself if you need to. Have one in the car, have one at work, have one in the bathroom, have one next to your bed. Yo, this
Okay.
book. And as a black woman at that,
Explores how ancestral, emotional, and societal patterns shape your inner world long before we become conscious of them. Okay. Okay.
get the book.
That's the book.
Get the book.
I'll put it in the show notes.
Get
What
the
is an
book.
app that helps you with your thrive?
Well, back in the day, one time I was, you're gonna laugh at this because it's gonna tie back to our pre-conversation. I was hosting an event for Trillium, and we were talking about wellness tools. And I was like, well, one of my favorite wellness tools, I know a lot of us, we use Calm app, raise your hand. Mine is Zara, because based on how many purchases I did in a week or in a month, I could really measure my mental health. But yeah, I do listen to the Calm app, especially at night. My brain is so loud before I go to bed, so it really helps me just shut it down, and I fall
Yeah.
asleep in like 7 minutes.
Okay. And what is one misconception that people have of you?
That I am extroverted.
Oh, you and me are like the same then.
I'm a Libra. I'm a
To
cusp of being a Scorpio.
explain what people experience.
I could go really quiet, and I could just be like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to socialize. I don't want to be the life of the party. I'm always the damn life of the party. I just want to sit still, damn it.
Yeah.
I'm a Libra on the cusp of being a Scorpio, so do with that information what you will.
You wonder what you want with it. I love it. Okay, so where do we find more of you online? And do you have anything coming up?
You find me on Instagram at I am Jam Gamble. Things coming up. I'm bringing back a new version of the Slay the Mic program. But more importantly, what's coming up is a version of myself that I'm so happy with.
Oh.
Yeah. Like I feel like I'm entering an era where I just like I've been the life of the party. I've been the Energizer Bunny, and I feel like I'm in a really grounded place right now where I'm much more self-aware, and that's showing up in my work. And if it's showing up in my work, then it's benefiting other people.
Yeah.
But like, I don't have an online persona. I am Jam, the same Jam online, the same Jam offline, but
Yeah.
version is one that really knows who she is, and no one could tell her otherwise.
Yeah.
That part's coming up.
You know why that connects with me really deeply? In fact, my voice, I think you almost brought tears up for me, is in this healing journey that I'm going through, I'm gonna say, because I'm still going through it, but I had this opportunity to speak on stage probably within a week of having my, so I had a hip replacement surgery. So probably within a week of having my hip replacement, and I had to walk on stage with a walker
I was watching that. Yes.
in a
I
cage.
thought you were going to throw the walker. I thought it was a prop. I didn't realize.
Nothing got thrown. And we're talking about the girl that usually comes, all I do is win, 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 no matter,
I've seen you. I've seen you in
that.
heels. In heels at that.
And I sat down and I delivered a keynote. And it was someone that came up afterwards that said, you know, Nkechi, I've seen you on so many stages with all of your energy and all this and the other, but today's the most powerful that I've ever heard you speak. And I recognize that, like, that's why this book is probably really gonna sit with
Oh,
me,
it will.
because I recognize in that moment, like, I don't need all of, I don't need the physical, I didn't need my physical legs. I don't need the movement. I don't need
Yeah.
the you know, sort of that force. It's
People know us to be a force. You and I have very similar energy like that. And we don't always have to live up to that expectation. There
No,
are
I just,
other versions of us, and we could show up
and trust that that's going to be
and
powerful enough, right?
trust. Yeah.
It's
And
actually more powerful.
because I'm deciding, I'm like, oh, I know you're expecting this, but guess what? I want to be like this. You know, the same way we choose outfits. We choose the energy that we want to carry. And just because I'm showing up as a calmer version doesn't mean the power hits
Your
me.
isn't there.
The
Yeah, and it
power
doesn't
is
mean the
still
energy
there.
isn't there
The
either.
energy is still
Is
there.
there.
The same power is there. It's just like lighting. Like I have this light next to me, and there's different modes, you know? There's a brighter light, but there's still light.
And there's still energy
And
emanating from it.
there's still energy. And guess what? I'm still illuminated. You know? So I owe it to myself to show up in this new year, chapter, era, whatever you want to call it, where I'm like, yeah.
I am Jam
Yeah,
Gamble,
that's
one of one.
it.
What? What is, so you get a choice. Do you want to leave a question or a piece of wisdom for the next guest?
I want to leave wisdom.
Okay, what's it going to be?
So this is from my affirmation deck. I built this affirmation deck back in 2016, and it's one of my favorite go-tos. Today, I'll say something that my future self will thank me for. So, what
Wow.
can you say? It's actually the question as well. What can you say today that your future self, and your future self could be a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, that you could say, I'm so glad I said this thing out loud. 2015, I said to my husband over a morning cup of coffee, I think I want to start a program or something that could help people with their voice. He's like, babe, you could do anything. And I was like, you're right, I can. If I didn't say
Say
that thing
that.
that morning, I don't know if Slay the Mic would have been born. I don't know. I don't know. And a decade later, I'm still doing it. And I'm so happy I said that out loud.
That's such an intentional act. Because you also don't need to say it to somebody else, but you need to say it. Yourself needs to hear you express it.
Yeah, going through my hate crime, I will get through this. I will feel like myself again. I will hear my voice again. I'm now at a point where I'm like, that sounds like me. That feels like me. We all owe it to ourselves to say something. But unfortunately, the only things that we're saying out loud are usually things that we can monetize, or it's gonna go viral, or it's controversial, or it's a hot take. Like, what can you say to yourself in private? Let me remix my own affirmation. What can you say to yourself in private that a future version of
Interesting.
yourself will thank you
Well, thank
for?
you for.
Yeah.
I also feel like sometimes it's what do you need?
But sometimes you just gotta remind
Like
yourself who the hell you are.
there's things you need to be saying to yourself.
You need to say it. And you know what? Your belly, your gut has been
Well,
telling
no.
you. You
Well,
think it's
no.
indigestion? No, it's your voice.
You must believe that the whole concept of your body, like, we're starting a whole new podcast.
I
Let's
know.
just, but you must believe in the concept that your body keeps score.
Hell yeah. Hell. Yeah, my body keeps score. Abso-freaking-lutely, my body keeps score. And I'm just trying to balance out that scoreboard, you know? I'm just trying to balance it out. And by listening to myself, I'm just taking a notch on my side. So I really hope that resonates with somebody
Yeah, it
that
does.
they realize that, you know what, they've been sitting on something. Get up, let the egg hatch.
Yeah, that's one of the most powerful things from this podcast. I love that. Even though it's for the next guest, I think it's for everyone that's listening right now.
I'm glad.
Final parting is finish this sentence for us. I'm most empowering my skin when. And you kind of answered it at the beginning, but I'm most empowering my skin when.
Whoa. That's. I'm most empowered in my skin when I live up to my expectations and not anyone else's.
I have to close my eyes for that.
Yeah. That man, just to be able to say, no, I reject that. I rebuke that. I'd rather do this. Feel good, you
Just
know?
kidding.
Feels good.
I
Yeah.
love it.
Feels good.
We came on this podcast laughing, like, and I feel like I'm
We
ending
haven't
this
seen each
with.
other like in like
We were
19,000
twins.
years.
And you bring me so much, like you've always brought me so much joy.
Well, thank you for telling me that. I received that with my whole heart. I
And you
received.
know, joy is like, it's not, ha there's happy, there's, you
Yeah.
make me feel good, but joy is something different, man.
Yeah.
Like you, the joy hits your soul.
But this is the thing, like you used your voice to say that out loud. There's so many of us who think these kind, sweet, generous things about each other, but we keep it here. We deny ourselves the opportunity to pour into somebody. So you saying, I bring joy to you, or you feel this way, you're feeling it, I'm feeling it, people are hearing it, so they're feeling it. And hopefully it encourages them that if you see someone on the street, man, the world is ugly right now. If you can say something kind out loud, please do.
Yeah.
Please do, for
Yeah.
the love of God, please
And also,
do. Please.
but here's the thing, because I know we may not have seen each other, but I have spoken your name in rooms.
Oh.
And that's another thing too, is speak people's names in rooms when where they're not in to give them opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, I think that that's important. Yeah. You are incredible, Jam.
Girl, you
Like
are too.
you
Thank you. Your
So
hip may be, you know, in recovery, but you are still standing strong.
thank you. Thank you. And to everyone that's listening, I know you're like, no, don't edit, but we gotta go. We gotta
You
go.
have to. Like,
And so thank you. And this is where I
do
say,
you got
we're
questions?
out.
Turn the book over. Stop it.
Bye bye.
Edit,
Bye. Bye.
cut it.
Cut,
Cut
it's cutting.
it.
There you have it. I trust that you're feeling more empowered in your skin. And as the late Dr. Maya Angelou says, when you get, you give, when you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at EIMS if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you learned from today's episode on your socials and tag us. And remember to go over onto iTunes and leave us a review or follow us on socials at Empowered in My Skin. But most importantly, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.